really caught us by surprise because we've been nominated each year for the last 6 years. So we were actually surprised to be lifted into the top spot. Last year alone, we had David Gray and Josh Ritter playing here. Obviously, David Gray's a worldwide superstar, you know, so it's fantastic to get a gig like that. But we're as proud as, you know, this Saturday coming, we have the Henry Girls, and over Christmas we had, in their thousands, the local band packing out the place as well. And we're as proud of those.
Last year, I understand the theatre installed a new PA system and is able to offer both visiting and local artists the most up-to-date and modern sound equipment pretty much available.
Well, absolutely. It's a very important thing. Music technology seems to move faster than most of the art, and it's very important to keep up. But what it actually does is, for a number of years, for a lot of the bigger gigs, we had to hire in, and obviously that makes the whole production, the whole gig, more expensive for everyone. And by bringing in this PA, which just sounds so well, it just makes everything easier to put on, and of course, financially, more viable.
Is this award going to broaden the theatre's appeal to potential artists coming in the future?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we've always tried to bring the big artists, you know, and we're hoping to keep doing that. It's always hard to get agents to look at Donegal. I think everyone who works up here understands that. We're that little bit off the beaten track. And hopefully that this shines a little bit more of a spotlight on us.